On Monday, May 13, 2024, St. Vincent and the Grenadines participated in the second meeting of national coordinators of the Group of Friends in Defense of the United Nations Charter in Caracas, Venezuela. The delegation consisted of Acting Director for the Department of Foreign Policy and Research in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Tamira Brown, Counselor at the Embassy of St. Vincent and the Grenadines in the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, Marla Tibbles, and expert at the United Nations Mission of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Lasana Andrews. Dr. Brown explained that during the meeting, they looked at the general debate, which focused on four topics.
So to give some perspective, it is important that within the meeting's agenda, we look at the general debate, and the general debate spoke to four topics specifically. Those topics included the question of Palestine, the agenda for decolonization, the fight against colonialism and modern neocolonial practices, and other issues of common concern. On the question of Palestine, which is something that is very important right now based on what we see happening internationally, St. Vincent and the Grenadines in its statement recall UN Security Council Resolution 242, which essentially enjoined the international community to seek a two-state resolution for Israel and Palestine to peacefully exist alongside each other, and also further noted that the world has been witnessing the first televised genocide perpetuated against Palestinians in Gaza by the Israeli Defense Force. This is something that needs our voice, needs the voices of other countries to really speak upon and advocate against, because genocide should never be the answer and goes against the spirit and substance of the UN Charter.
Dr. Brown also said that St. Vincent and the Grenadines committed to continually promoting solutions through the United Nations architecture and advocacy for equal rights and self-determination of peoples, as enshrined in the Charter of the United Nations.
On the issue of decolonization, St. Vincent and the Grenadines committed to continually promoting solutions through the United Nations architecture and advocating for equal rights and self-determination of peoples as enshrined in the United Nations Charter. In reference also to the fight against colonialism and neocolonial practices, St. Vincent and the Grenadines categorically rejected unilateral and extraterritorial measures that clearly run counter to the principles of international law, particularly those of sovereign equality of states and non-interference. Essentially, coming out of the general debate, the call was made for all member states in the Group of Friends in Defense of the United Nations Charter to never be reactive, but to strive to be responsive and attuned to the issues that affect peace and sustainable development of all our countries and communities.
Acting Director of the Department of Foreign Policy and Research in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Tamira Brown. I am Colvin Harry with today's special report.